got questions, they've got answers. Invest 30 minutes with Bill Quigley and Art Blanchett, and you'll know how to invest your money in your home. This is Your Home, Your Money. Brought to you by the Capital Mortgage Advisors and asmarthomeowner.com.
Good morning. This is Bill Quigley.
This is Art Blanchett.
We'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Your Home, Your Money. We are your local mortgage experts with Capital Mortgage Advisors, and we're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to discuss all items related to your home financing and many other home items.
Okay, we are live in the studio this morning. We have a special guest. We'll tell you about her in a minute. If you want to participate in the discussion, give us a call at 321-1670, and we're here to answer those questions. And off the air, we're at 831-4663. That's 831-HOME. Bill, what's our website?
The website address for free reports, general information, and to apply for your mortgage online is www.yourhome-yourmoney.com. Now, as the name of the show implies, we talk about your home and your money. We usually talk about everything related to the home mortgage, which is a pretty critical point in any home purchase or refinance or just living in your home. But we like to bring in a lot of experts that have other specialties that are important to your home.
Right. And today we have, we're going to be talking about in your home, more or less. Today we have a specialist in the field of home inspection. Her name is Kimberly St. Louis, and she's a licensed residential home inspector. She's an owner of the local franchise for A-Pro Home Inspections. And she's also, and this I like this part here, a member of the American Society of Home Inspectors.
Yes, I am. That takes about over a year pretty much to get it. You send in your reports to the American Society of Home Inspectors. After 250, they review them, and then they either give you the okay or they tell you how you need to change your reports.
Wow, so they analyze 250 of these.
You send in 250, and they bring back a sample. And they let you know, yes, you need to change this, or no, you're doing okay.
Wow.
It's not a simple association where you pay a fee and get a stamp. And cause we see a lot of mortgage industry.
We see a lot of those.
Not at all.
You pay a fee, all of a sudden you're the specialist in something, or you're certified at something without having really had to prove it.
Now, yeah. ASHI is a very proud organization of their members.
That's okay. Good.
I could get a degree, too, that way.
Can you give us a little background on yourself? How long have you been doing this, and what led you to this profession?
I'm actually in my fourth year, and I got into it through my family. My dad has built four homes independently, and my stepmother was an energy inspector for a Wisconsin utility company. And I worked in a completely different field until September 11th, got laid off, and did I really want to go back to school? Did I want to sit there unemployed, or did I want to start my own business?
Okay.
So that's how I got into it. A lot of family support.
Wow. I see you're licensed. You're a licensed real estate agent in California, so you know what they're going through, too, sometimes.
Yes. I was licensed in California as a real estate agent, but I actually wrote mortgages out there.
Oh, wow.
And now I'm doing home inspections in Wisconsin, so I got a little flavor for everything.
She's smarter than we are, Bill.
Yeah, be careful here. So tell us about what a typical home inspection. I'm buying a house. Should I get a home inspection?
Yeah, why do you need a home inspection for? You know, I'm paying for an appraisal. I got somebody coming. They're taking pictures of the house. They got a real nice write-up. You know, what's an inspection?
Well, on appraisal, they're going to tell you pretty much what your house is worth. A home inspector is going to go in and tell you exactly what's wrong with it. So we're about the most negative part of the whole home process.
Okay.
It's a little bit overwhelming. I like to have the clients, you know, nice and happy and smiling at the end. But usually what happens is they're nice and happy smiling at the beginning. And then by the end, they're extremely scared and they have that deer in the headlight look in their face.
Okay. Oh, wow. So a little bit worried about what you might find or what you have found.
Exactly.
And how that might affect the purchase of their dream home.
Right. It's the largest purchase that most people make. So you definitely want to invest the time and money into the home inspection. It's a very minimal cost. It's usually less expensive than the appraisal. And we're going to tell you everything that's wrong. And all the areas that we look at is everything from structure to interior, roofing, exterior, heating, cooling, insulation, appliances, and plumbing. So we really do a thorough inspection. It takes a couple of hours. And then you're going to get a report at the end, and that's really when you're going to sit down and figure out, where do I want to put my money? What do I want to ask for? Is this something that I can change? Is this something that I want to ask them to do? If a home inspector sometimes will find recall the products or very hazardous items in the home that haven't been recalled because maybe the manufacturer went out of business, those are the items that you really want to pay attention to and you want to get changed out before you move into the house. And not only that, sometimes you can't get insurance until it's changed out.
So you not only look at the different, say, appliances or the different aspects of the home, the different materials that were used, brand names are an issue because you have a list or something or a database of...
Some inspectors do, some inspectors don't. And not only that, the list is very long on some products, especially items like water heaters, sometimes dishwashers. So what we do is kind of get very familiar with the ones that have the larger recalls, the ones that we see installed in these areas, and then just kind of keep those in mind. And I actually have a list with me on my home inspections to where if something looks familiar, I'll look it up to see if that serial number has been recalled.
Wow. Okay. You know, FHA, what's their slogan?
For your protection, get a home inspection.
All right. You can see how this is essential then.
Definitely. We are not code inspectors. That is not our job at all. I feel that when I go into the house, I want to tell you how to protect yourself, maybe how to save some money on efficiencies, things like that. But we're really there for your safety to find out how is this house going to be hazardous to you.
Oh, wow. So, okay. I got a question then. You go out and you inspect a home. Like, who's more nervous? You know, you have the people that they found their dream home and they really, you know, they really want it. And they don't want anything wrong with it. You know, we just have this wish thing that we're going on with. And then we have the people that are selling it. They're nervous, like, oh, gosh, what if she finds something wrong? So what do you find?
The sellers are paranoid.
The sellers are paranoid. Okay.
It's typical that the home seller is not there while the home inspector is doing the inspection. Because if you think about it, we're insulting every aspect of their house. And sometimes they did the work themselves, and they don't really appreciate that. And a lot of times they did not pull the permits that they were supposed to. So we will bring that up, and it can get embarrassing sometimes.
Now, a lot of the financing that we provide for people, we do a lot of FHA financing because our specialty is helping people that have had bankruptcy or other credit issues in the past get a home with great rates, little or no money down. The FHA program fits very well into that. But there again, the FHA states, for your protection, get a home inspection. They don't mandate it, but they encourage it a lot.
Right.
What kind of things do you typically find that would not be in an appraisal? Because a lot of people think, I've got the appraisal, I know what's with the house, that you're going to find in your home inspection.
Right. Once again, the appraisal, it's just telling you the value of your house and maybe giving you some measurements, things like that. It's a completely different realm. For FHA, what I'm finding a lot is that they will look at the report differently, and it really comes down to the safety issues. A lot of it comes down to railings. If you have more than three steps, is a railing there? Are the railings secured? What are your openings between the railings? Can a child fall through? They're looking for items that can hurt you in a home. They're also looking for lead-based paint. Is it flaking? Is it going to be easily sealed? Anything that can hurt you or hurt the value, they're giving you the money for it. They want to make sure that you're actually going to be protected in that home.
Okay, because typically, historically, an FHA appraisal would bring up a lot of those issues. But recently, they changed their guidelines, so their appraisal for an FHA appraisal is very similar to that for a conforming appraisal.
Right.
So a lot of those issues don't come up anymore like they used to. Because if you did have a railing issue or a step issue or the paint is still there, if there's peeling paint, they look for it, but not
right.
Any, they're not looking for lead paint. They leave that up to the seller to disclose it.
But we're also going to get into electrical. We're going to get into plumbing. It once again comes down to how is your house functioning. They're providing the money for it. They want to make sure that they're actually not buying a money pit.
Okay.
A money pit. Yeah. All right.
I've seen some of those.
All right, so I had a question, too. With regard to these home inspections that you're doing here, can you tell people what you found?
If you say,
this is a nightmare, stay away from this house.
No, I could never say that.
Can you say, okay, can you take him aside and talk to him unofficially?
No. I mean, if you want to do it unethically, I'm sure you could.
No, I'm just wondering, you know, this is a test.
No, I state the facts. You know, I try to make it fun. You're buying something that you're looking forward to, but I'm going to be serious about the items that are larger. And I always tell people the items I think are larger in a report, I'm going to bring to the top. Those are the things that I think that you should really pay a lot of attention to and maybe get looked at right away. Okay. But no, I can only state the facts.
But basically, your report's going to give the buyer a checklist of, here's what I found.
A checklist relative to other homes in this area.
But you discuss it with them. You
don't completely, just hand them a thoroughly, and I want them to walk through the home inspection with me.
Well, okay. How do people get a hold of you, Kimberly?
Locally, I'm at 845-5554, or the website is www.a-pro.net/Madison.
Okay, cool. Hey, we're going to go to a commercial break right now. This is Your Home, Your Money. We're at 321-1670, and we'll be right back.
Selecting the right mortgage for your home purchase or refinance is not a game of simply making a few calls, shopping for the best interest rate quote. Your financial needs are very unique. For example, You may be self-employed and have some difficulty documenting your income. You may have suffered a financial hardship which hurt your credit profile and other banks or lenders have turned you down. Or you're just not sure what type of home financing is best for you. Making the wrong move could cost you thousands of dollars. Take the guesswork out of your home financing decision and work with your local experts, Capital Mortgage Advisors. No matter how you earn your income or what your credit history is, there really is a home loan out there for you. Capital Mortgage Advisors will provide you with the sage advice you need to make an informed choice regarding your home ownership goals. Call Capital Mortgage Advisors today at 831-4663 for a no-obligation mortgage analysis. It won't cost you a dime. That's 831-HOME.
This is Your Home, Your Money on Madison 1670, The Pulse.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Your Home, Your Money. I'm Bill Quigley along with Art Blanchett, your local mortgage experts here in Madison. We're in the studio this morning at 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. If you have any questions, please give us a call here in the studio. You can always go to our website, yourhome-yourmoney.com.
Okay, Kimberly, this is Kimberly St. Louis here we're speaking with. She's a home inspector with APRO, and it's great to have her here. She's been really informative. Now, we got some questions for you here.
Okay.
All right. Does it matter what age the home is? Like, all right, I'm getting a brand new home. I don't really need an inspector, right? I don't need an inspector going there. I got the builder. He just finished it. He's watching the work. The crew's been there. You know, I've got all kinds of good stuff. Then I have the appraiser come out. I've got the guy coming out from the city. He's checking code on this thing. What do I need you for?
Yeah, you should just kind of forget about that, huh? It's the largest purchase you're going to make. You don't need a home inspection. That's actually what a lot of people think.
I know.
Yeah, not at all. I will go into new homes, and it's almost funny sometimes the things that I find that were missed by the builder or somebody else walking through it. I've been in brand new homes. Well, I should take that back. Last year, I was in a 10-month-old home, got into the attic space. Somebody had lived there all winter long. Attic space, absolutely zero insulation. They just, you know, kind of forgot
they
to put
mean
that
they
part in.
They just forgot to put insulation in?
They must
in?
Have forgot to put it in. That guy didn't show up that day, and there was absolutely no insulation. And it was curious. They were very curious on why their electric or their gas bill was that high that winter. And at the end of the inspection, that's one of the last things I do. I'm like, well, I got your answer.
That family of penguins didn't give them a clue.
No.
Well, I could share a story with you on something that happened to us with our new home. Kathy and I built a new home a few years ago. It was inspected, signed off, ready to move in. But even when we got there to move in, there were things that we noticed weren't done yet. I noticed a few things on the roof. A couple of those vents were gone. And it came, but they were installed later by the builder. But a few years after that, I was storing some things in the attic space above the garage. And in the attic of the garage, it butts up against the house. There's some drywall there where it's taped, and there's a little bit of insulation on the wall. But on the vent in the roof of the garage, the felt paper that goes underneath the shingles was still going across the vent. It was never cut out. The vent was placed on top of it. So there was no air getting through the garage attic.
I see that
wow.
a lot.
And the result is all kinds of condensation and moisture started to accumulate in the attic.
Right.
And the drywall is a little damp and soft, and the tape is falling off a little bit. Something simple that I would hope that the city inspector would have caught,
yeah,
but they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a very common thing I find a lot, not only with roof vents, but with ridge vents. Ridge vents also aren't cut all the time as wide as they should be. And that does restrict airflow out of your home. Your house has to be able to breathe properly. If you get moisture in the attic space, what is it going to do? It's going to sit there on the sheathing. Eventually, over time, it'll cause rot. The other thing it can do is if you have excess heat in your attic space, it can wear the shingles faster and deteriorate the shingles on an expedited basis.
Okay.
So you definitely want to have the airflow out of your attic space.
And obviously increase your heating costs and cooling right. costs, too.
I lived in the South before, and I was going to purchase a home, and this guy had no vents, no soffit vents or anything that vented up through his roof. And I took a look at this. I don't know anything. I didn't know anything at the time especially, but I know a little bit more of nothing. And I took a look at this and I said, there's no ventilation. This roof is going to peel off in about 5 years. And during the process, negotiation process, he just went to make sure he had vents cut in all the soffits so the stuff would vent up there to just cool off that roof.
Yeah, the other thing is when you actually cut the holes for the vents, you have to remember to put the vents on. I was in a home in the local area. And it was winter, and I got up into the attic space. I'm like, why is there snow in the attic space? Mm-hmm. And I looked up, and sure enough, the vents were cut on the roof, but the vents weren't put on the roof. So there were a couple holes in the roof, lots of ice and snow in the attic space, and I'm sure that was going to be really fun come springtime
once
it melted.
Yeah. So what you're saying then, from what I'm hearing, is that it doesn't matter the age of the home.
Correct.
It doesn't matter that it's a new home or an old home. There are oversights. There are things that people have lived with or they're even completely unaware of. All right, so how about environmental issues? You know, what are you looking for with regard to the environment? I know, you know, we have an interest in this too. We are certified by Energy Star now as a partner. And so we're a green mortgage company, I guess you'd say.
That's great.
And so, yeah, thank you. And so we're trying to figure out what are some of the things we should be looking for too and why we would recommend an inspector.
Well, your home inspector is going to be more familiar with the materials that have bad items in them, such as asbestos. You know, where is it? It can be in tile on the outside of your house. It could be on tile on the inside of your house. Do you know what size tile just by looking at it? It can be in your insulation. For paint, what was about the cutoff year for lead-based paint? Your piping, what years was it popular to have your lead in your pipes? What about your incoming line? Do you live in an area where you still have your incoming main line being lead? How does that affect you compared to just some lead unions in the house? For carbon monoxide, we're looking for areas where you could have that, which would be flue connections around fireplaces. How are you bringing it into your house? Your home inspector will also let you know where you should have your carbon monoxide detectors at.
So you have lead, you have carbon monoxide. What else do you have?
Asbestos. Mold.
That's what we'll have to talk about. That. Asbestos, mold.
And radon.
That's from Star Trek, isn't it?
No, that's a real item and a real issue in many homes.
All right, we're going to cut to radon then. Billa?
Well, what is radon? I mean, you read in the paper, you hear it in the news every once in a while. There's been issues, I think, with some schools in outlying areas that were new construction. Radon was an issue. What is it? Where's it come from?
Yeah, are they crying wolf? Is this something we got to be worried about, or is this just more hype, or is this going to be the class action lawsuit of the 2000s?
Well, there's really nobody to sue because it is a natural item.
Okay.
There is a lot of hype about it, and there's a lot of controversy also because the United States has tighter restrictions than Canada. And then there's rumor that they're going to change the cutoffs for when you need to actually have a system put in your home. What it is, it's a gas that lives in the ground, and your house acts as a vacuum to attract that gas. And you have absolutely no idea what level your house has until you would have it tested. Now, you could have a low level. Your neighbor could have a very high level. You just don't know until you would have it tested. And you would have it tested if you have, well, anywhere in the house, but mainly the basement level, the lowest finished level, and that would mean a finished ceiling for the state of Wisconsin. So if you have a rec room, if you have anybody sleeping in the bedroom, you should definitely have your home tested, find out what level you have. And why do you want to have it tested? It's because it goes to lung cancer.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now I saw a study that said something about if you're a smoker and you have radon, it's supposed to be so much worse than if you're a non-smoker?
Smokers or small children, yes. It will actually, once again, it will speed up the process of your lung cancer.
Right. It doesn't matter where your home was built. It doesn't have to be on top of an old landfill that was built 80 years ago to be exposed to radon. It could be anywhere, out in the middle of a cornfield somewhere.
Correct. But I am finding, I've done over 100 tests now in Madison, in the Madison area. I am finding that kind of slopes of land, it will affect it. So if you're kind of at the bottom of the hill, I found some really high readings sometimes to where you're at the top of the hill, it hasn't been so bad. But there's really no uniformity to it. I'm finding extremely high areas that there's just flat land, middle of nowhere. You wouldn't expect to have a really high reading. And then, you know, like my house was a 1.3, four houses over was a 48.
Now, is the radon test, is that part of your basic inspection or that's something they can do separately?
It's additional cost. It's $125, and it is a two-day test. And seeing that it's a form of testing, you do have to have permission from the seller.
Okay.
It's a monitor test, and it's going to grab one sample of air per hour for the entire time that it's set out.
But a person can... they can ask for it even if they're not selling their home, right?
Oh, correct. Definitely.
And you told it's $125, so you say it's a two-day test. You have to drive out twice?
Correct.
So you drive out to somebody's house. It could be on the outskirts of town or something like that, and you're going to set up your test or your device.
Yes.
And then you're going to go back home and do whatever it is that you do.
Right.
And then you're going to go back the next day.
Two days, actually.
And 2 days later. Okay. And so you're doing this all for $125.
Right. And then it gets run through a computer program. It'll spit out an EPA average. and then I'll send them a report with some brochures as well.
That's a deal. I can't get my paper boy to come out for that.
Small price to pay for home safety. We're going to have to take a quick break. Before we do, where can our clients, realtors, homeowners get a hold of you? What's your phone number?
My phone number here in Madison is 845-5554. Or there's also toll-free 877-947-2776.
Okay, we're here in the studio at 321-1670. If you have any questions, please give us a call. We're going to take a quick break. This is Your Home and Your Money. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kathy from Deal Direct Homes. Do you want to sell your home by yourself but are uncomfortable with the paperwork and disclosures that are required? Deal Direct Homes can help you every step of the way. With our exclusive Sell It Direct guidebook and our unique relationships with industry professionals, you will have a complete marketing system that works. Give us a call today at 836-9601 or visit us at DealDirectHomes.com. Once again, that number is 836-9601.
Fact. Social Security is fading away. Fact. Faith in the stock market is gone. Your financial future is under attack. Enron, Tyco, and retreating stock values are the aggressors. Information is your only defense. It's time for you to understand in detail the tax-deductible and single most secure item in your financial arsenal, your home. A Smart Asset, the book and CD, is available on asmarthomeowner.com. What are you, your family, and your clients to do? Get A Smart Asset and win the battle for your financial future. Visit asmarthomeowner.com.
This is Your Home, Your Money on Madison 1670, The Pulse.
Welcome back to Your Home, Your Money. This is Bill Quigley along with Art Blanchett, your local mortgage experts here in the Madison area. We have a special guest, Kimberly from A-Pro Home Inspection Services. We're talking about keeping your home safe.
Yeah, she's given us quite an education here and why we need an inspection. And this is a great idea. You don't have to do this when you're doing a transaction.
Correct.
Right? And if you really, you know, should have these things checked out, you'd probably be the most economical person to go to. I mean, a guy comes out and looks at your furnace, he charges you a small fortune.
Yeah, so, home inspectors tend to agree on that.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, that's why you're wearing, you know, ragamuffin clothes, right? Okay, so they have skinny kids. So I really, my question to you is, we don't have to do this just when we're selling, right? Or just when we're buying. This is something you I know you're in the business, but based on what you know now, would you advise people to do this periodically or at least once?
Yes. About 6 to 7% of my inspections per year are just for people who want to know more about their home. If you've lived in the home for a long time, especially over 30 years, definitely, you know, call a home inspector, get somebody in there. You can want to know what you can do to save on efficiency.
Okay, a lot of new energy stuff coming out, how to save some money.
Exactly, but we could do basic things. Most people have never been in their attic space. It's very heartbreaking to go into a house where people have lived there for 30, 40, even 50 years sometimes. You get up into the attic space and there's 2 inches of insulation.
Oh.
And you just think of the dollars that have gone out of that family's pockets for years and years and years. But you really don't know what you have. And you may have had somebody come in, a friend of the family did the electrical, and we start checking outlets and things are wired wrong or your GFCI outlets aren't working. Some people don't even know where the GFCI outlets are now required in new homes.
Some people don't know what a GFCI is.
We're just going to say the same thing. What in the world is that?
It's actually... It's the
ground fault.
There you
exactly.
go.
Yeah. Ground fault circuit interrupter. And they are required around areas of water, but also for a new home, they're required in many more areas than just that. And we can go and we can tell, and they're a very inexpensive product. You just need to have somebody install them, and you know
it can keep you safe, though.
It can definitely keep you safe.
So, do you do any of the work associated with this, or do you just do the inspections? Do you have a little business on the side that you know does the upgrades?
Definitely not. Wisconsin state law requires absolutely no working on the house for 2 years after you've been in it.
By you mean?
By your home inspector. Your home inspector. Your home inspector should not be offering to come back and fix it for you.
So you're a true pro. You keep everything at arm's length. You don't do any of this
exactly.
stuff other than just you're the eyes and ears.
I'm going to state the facts. I'm going to tell you what's wrong and leave it at that.
Well, Joe Friday, huh?
You know, when you go through a home purchase, we try to make the process as seamless as possible for people. We get them pre-approved first. They know exactly where they are for getting their home, what they can buy. Then they find the house and they feel like, okay, everything's great. I'm ready to move. I'm going to start packing. But they order the inspection, and some things come up.
Now, can you make have you seen purchase agreements where it's contingent upon an acceptable inspection?
Yes.
Okay, good, because that's an important thing to put in there. Then I would recommend that for many, many buyers, even new home buyers then.
Absolutely, considering the cost of it and how it could save you down the road.
Yeah, what's the cost of range?
Cost range, you can pretty much figure they'll start about $300, and they go up from there. For everybody, you know, charges differently. I start with age and square footage. And if it's really far out of Madison, there may be an additional charge just because our gas prices are
right. They'll have a ballpark number before you go out.
Oh, they'll know exactly. With me, they will know exactly how much it will be before it begins. And not only that, at the beginning, there's definitely paperwork to go through. I want them to know exactly what to expect. We are not cosmetic inspectors. We are there for the larger issues of a home. So if you're going to tell the home inspector that you might want to write that up because the paint is discolored, we won't do that for you.
Okay.
And a lot of times, just for our listeners out there, from a lender's perspective for Art and I, if you're doing a home inspection for a home buyer, and something comes up where there's issues of a hand railing or something wrong with the furnace or something structural, don't be alarmed because there's a lot of ways that we can work that out timing-wise and strategically with the buyer and seller.
Right.
So just because there might be something wrong with the home that the seller doesn't know about, that the buyer didn't see, that the appraiser won't pick up, there's still a very good way to get into this house, so you don't have to worry about any delays.
And you don't need to be, you know, when you write up your contract, your purchase agreement, or your offer to purchase, you don't necessarily have to be specific about all those things. There's ways of getting things taken care of that doesn't make the whole issue a can of worms.
And your home inspector will be able to provide you with context. We're supposed to give out at least three names for each thing. So if you need a roofer, we'll provide you with names for that. We also give out a home inspector's guide. That's a great reference book. You'll find it at most real estate offices here in Madison. And it will have articles about your home, and it will also have just different business associated with it. And that's put out by the South Central Wisconsin Council of Home Inspectors.
Okay, now we talked about something off the air. Was that about 10 ways? How many ways to kill yourself?
There's lots and lots of ways,
lots of ways to kill yourself. Can you give us a minute or two on that?
Sure. I did a
How to Kill Yourself in Your Home, I think she's calling this.
Without even knowing it.
Yeah. And the movie will be out in about 6 months.
Well, recently I went into a home and I was very surprised that they put the furnace inside the bedroom closet. And it wasn't the kind that is supposed to be in the bedroom closet. So just kind of lightly, I said, wow, I'm surprised the person didn't die. And they go, they did. And I was like, what did they die from? They said lung cancer. And I'm sure carbon monoxide was, I mean, I don't test for that, but I'm sure it was in that home. I did a home out, I believe it was more the Waterloo area. And just about anything that could go wrong. I thought about purchasing the home and turning it into a school for what a home should not look like for a home inspection, such as the basement wall caving inward up against the water heater. So that could be a bad thing. I always love to see when the laundry tub sink is directly in front of the electrical panel. You know,
no GFI there, right?
Well, you know, if you need to turn on the breaker, or actually the best one is where there was a sprayer directly underneath it. So you could pick up the sprayer from the sink and spray the electrical panel nicely down.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so that's always
instant.
A good one. Yeah. Your requirements, by the way, are actually 3 feet in front all the way to the ground. So you should have a good working distance around it.
Okay. So the price of a home inspection is minimal compared to what it can save you over. Absolutely. Even if you're only in the home for a year or two or 50 years, it can save you a lot.
You mentioned things like appliances and the age of the appliances, the type of the appliances, the efficiency of the appliances. When you're talking Energy Star construction, you want to have things that are up to date, that are really energy efficient. So even these, you can save a person a lot of money, especially if you catch them early on, their early occupancy in these homes, where they can make some adjustments that are fairly economical, or at least they get a return over a few years.
It definitely. There's a statistic here that says an Energy Star furnace or air conditioning system, when properly sized and installed, can save consumers 30 to 40% on heating and cooling bills.
That's a lot in this market with rates up so high.
Something everybody can do today, just go outside, see if your air conditioner is level, and make sure that it doesn't have vegetation growing all over it. Some people install them underneath a deck. You are supposed to have 5 feet clearance on the front and about 1 foot of clearance all the way around.
What happens if your air conditioner is not level?
You're going to lose efficiency on it. For every 10 degree difference in grade on that, that's going to be directly correlated to your gas bill.
There's a lot of crooked air conditioning compressors in my neighborhood. You can see them leaning over.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's losing a lot of money.
If you have one of those 1950 freezers, just start over.
Okay. Get rid of it. It's costing you too much.
Well, Kim, what number can we get you at again? If somebody wants a home inspection, where can we get you?
That's at 845-5554.
And the website?
a-pro.net/Madison. And there's a lot of brochures on there you can download as well.
Well, we thank you for joining us this morning. It's a pleasure having you
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having me.
Great guest. Thank you so much. A lot of information. You're going to help our listeners. And I hope they ask lots of questions when they contact you.
Please join us next week. We're going to have a special guest, Linda Layton-Schultz from Keller Williams Real Estate. Going to talk about a lot of the insider secrets to buying real estate. So please join us next Saturday, 9 a.m. for Your Home, Your Money. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.